Israel has outraged the bereaved family of a 12-year-old Gazan boy who was killed in September of 2000 by Israeli gunfire, which was captured on film by a French camera crew. Mohammed al-Dura became a symbol of the Second Palestinian Intifada when he was shot to death by Israeli soldiers as his father desperately tried to protect him. In recent days, Tel Aviv added insult to injury for the al-Duras by claiming that this incident was staged by Palestinians as a publicity stunt to tarnish Israel's image.
My son was barely 12 years old when Israeli soldiers killed him in cold blood. Israeli leaders are criminals and they are responsible for my son's death, and I believe that one day they will pay for their crimes. There isn't a day that passes that I don't think about my little child.
Tel Aviv also claimed that Mohammed al-Dura was not killed and still alive. Press TV accompanied the father Jamal to the graveyard where his son was laid to rest nearly 13 years ago. He said that he often wonders how low the Israelis can sink.
Israel is an entity that was founded on lies, and its leaders will do anything to exonerate themselves from crimes they have committed. They are saying my son is alive. How can that be? He was killed by Israeli gunfire, and I buried him in this grave with my own arms. I am willing to exhume the body of my son in the presence of international investigators.
Since this is a resounding crime and a scandal that reveals the true conduct of Israeli soldiers and their manner of dealing with civilians, Israel has tried to fudge the story. Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights said that the killing of al-Dura and many other children and civilians amounts to a war crime. The center accused Israel of yet attempting to divert the world's attention from the truth.
Al-Dura was killed in cold blood by Israeli soldiers in front of dozens of witnesses. We were not surprised by the Israeli allegations because Tel Aviv is known for fabricating lies and trying to play the role of the victim. Israeli soldiers are also known for targeting children, and Mohammed's case is not an isolated one. Mohammed got the attention because a camera captured the Israeli crime as it was taking place nearly 13 years ago.
The late Mohammed al-Dura is considered a hero among Palestinians, and his killing has harmed Tel Aviv's image around the world. Rights groups say the killing of 12-year-old Mohammed al-Dura is a clear proof of the real conduct of Israeli soldiers and their manner of dealing with civilians. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.